Some of you say, it took me a year and a half to get over my back problem. Well, Dave up there that's running the sound and everything, which had an incurable disease for 40 years, you know, he was down here a few minutes ago. He'll be down here at intermission and later on this afternoon where you can talk with him. But Dave, he had an incurable disease all of his life, and he's over 40 years of age. And I told him if he'd start standing on the Word and repent of all of his sins, God would heal him, I guarantee it. Well, now, he had a real problem believing that God, that I could guarantee God would do anything. But did the king say, have to believe with no doubt? Now, what if I say, well, maybe. I'm going to pray for this woman. Of course, this woman happened to be my wife. I said, I'm going to pray for this woman, and God, I hope you're going to hear my prayer and heal her. What do you think she's going to get from God through me? Absolutely right. That's what she said. She knows nothing. When I pray, she's got to get something. In fact, the other day we were in Norway, and my wife has had a lot of stomach trouble, I will have to say. She had born with problems, and, you know, she's had these problems, and she's confessed these problems, and she's had a lot of problems. And so we were in Norway, and we were over there 2 weeks speaking, teaching the Word of God, and on television twice a day, 2 hours a time. Boy, it was a real intensive week, you know. I mean, we prayed for people till the middle of the afternoon every day, and then we'd go to dinner, and then we'd come back, and we'd teach the Word of God for 2 hours, 2.5 more hours, and then we'd pray for people till 1, 2, and 3 in the morning every day for 12 days. 22 times I preached 40 or 50 hours in 12 days, and it was up all hours of the night and day. Aren't you glad Jesus is your strength? The Lord is my strength. But anyway, while we was over there about the middle of the week, Cheryl said, honey, you got to pray for me. My stomach's bothering me again. She said, I've had this problem all my life. I reached over and slapped her on the backside, and I said, bam. I said, woman, if you confess that one more time, I'm going to get you. What do you mean? I said, you've been confessing that, and it's time you stop confessing. I've had this sickness all my life. I said, it's time for you to say, thank you, Lord. I've been prayed for by a man of faith, and I don't have it no more. Oh, boy, she went to repent, and she said, okay, God, I'm sorry. And I didn't have to pray for her another time. We got back, and she had no more stomach trouble. Isn't that amazing? So your confession, and sometimes you have to swat her. You know, I told her 2 or 3 times, honey, stop that confessing. But she wasn't hearing me. Well, when I swatted her on the backside, man, she got it. Bam. What? What is this all about? I said, see, sometimes you have to get our attention. You know, God has to do that to some of us sometimes. So we know that, don't we? So big old boys especially, he has to swat us sometimes more than just a swat on the backside, doesn't he? Sometimes he has to give us a stroke or whatever, you know, a heart attack. He knows how to put you down. He knows how to get your attention. And before the days are, we'll talk about some of these scriptures that'll show you where he does these kind of things. Now, how many of you know God knows what he's doing? He's in control. You know that? Now then, let's go talk about some of these things. I'm going to start off from where we are right now. I'm going to start off in Deuteronomy 32:39. Oh, by the way, I might say, too, that after I left the Bill Gothard seminar, after I spoke those 2 days, a couple weeks later, Bill asked me to come back to Nashville for a week and teaching the wellness seminars at night, but in the daytimes, we wrote rebuttals to letters about these guys that didn't like what I taught while I was there. And so by Thursday, I finally told him, I said, Bill, do you know these men that are writing these letters? He said, well, Thurman, I know most of them. I said, well, you know, I said, Bill, did God do all these healings that I prayed for all these people? He said, yes, he sure did. I said, well, Bill, I'm not going to write no more rebuttals. You know, I said, I rest my case. I said, you know what I teach is the truth. You saw it. It happened in your own me. He said, oh, by the way, I didn't tell you. He said, when you prayed for Robert that day, my sister got healed too. She was sitting there listening. Said she repented verse 10, said she'd had migraine headaches for years and years and years. And she didn't know that grumbling and complaining was a sin. So she repented, and God healed her migraine headache. Said she ain't had a headache since. Isn't God good? Isn't he good? You know, he means exactly what he says in this book. Now I want to take you to some scriptures that will blow your socks off. I mean, really, literally blow your socks off. And I'm going to start with Deuteronomy 32, 39. And this will be a God you may not know, but he's in the scripture. So Deuteronomy 32, 39, see now that I, even I, am he, and there is no God with me, I kill. What'd he say? Now, this loving God, this loving God that would never kill you, he said in his own words, I kill. Now, who are we going to believe? We're going to believe him? We're going to believe what the word says? Oh, I've seen people that write books about this scripture don't mean what it says. I have seen pastors. There's pastors out there that have written books that these scriptures that says these things does not mean what they say. But I'm going to tell you, I'm going to believe it just like it's written. If God says, I am he, there is no God with me, I kill. I'm telling you, he kills. And he says, and I make alive. How many believe he can make you alive? Hey, every one of us that are alive and well today, he's keeping us alive. The minute he stops pumping your heart, it's over for you. You know, he said, I wound and I heal. Neither is there any that can deliver you out of my hands. Is he God? Who do you need to make happy? The king. There's only one that you really need to make happy. And if you obey his word and make him happy, most people around you will love you. Because most people ain't near as difficult, you know, to please as God is. His standards are very high. You know that? Now let's go to Isaiah 44:6. Isaiah 44:6. I want you to see this. Isaiah 44:6. In the King James. Thus saith the Lord, the King of Israel, and his Redeemer, the Lord. Who is the Lord, the King of Israel? God the Father. Who is his Redeemer? Jesus, the Lord of hosts. I am the first, and I am the last, and besides me there is no God. So is there this all this nonsense we hear, even like our George Bush Jr., that said when he was in office, you know, the Muslims and our God, we all worship the same God. How many of you know he was wrong? Amen. If you don't know he's wrong, you need to check out the Word of God. Because Allah is not God. There is only one God, and his name is not Allah. You know, now they're very vocal to scream and teach the hate and everything they do, even in America. And as all of you probably already know, if you don't know, it's time you know, we have a Muslim president. Obama is not a Christian. He said he was a Christian, but he's not a Christian. He is a Muslim. He was raised a Muslim. All of his background's a Muslim. His birth certificate now that they found proves he's a Muslim. So let me tell you, he's a Muslim. And I'm going to tell you, and you may not like this, if you hear this tape, it may offend you, but if you voted for him, you need to be on your face before God and tell God how sorry you are you voted for this man. We as Christians need to start putting some Christian people in office. And I'm going to tell you what, if we don't start doing this in 2010, if we don't put Christians in office, I'm going to tell you the next thing that's going to happen is going to be a revolution. I mean a revolution in America, and there's going to be people killing people in the streets because we've got total anarchy. And that's what's going to happen in this United States of America. If we, the church, don't come back and start believing there is only one God and his name's not Allah, and we need to put nobody in office, and nobody like our president we got right now is putting devout Muslims into office. He just hired two men. When's the last time you heard anybody say, we just hired two devout Christians to take these positions? When's the last time you heard that? You don't hear that. But we never heard, well, we just hired two devout Buddhists. But Obama put in there, we just hired two devout Muslims into new offices in Washington. Isn't that something? Into our security division. Devout Muslims. Homeland Security. Do you feel safe with Homeland Security with devout Muslims in office? The men that destroyed, that was involved in destroying 9/11, I don't feel safe with them at all. But you know why they're in there? Because you and me, Christians, have laid back and not done what God told us to do. That's why we got these people in office. That's why we got them. George Bush, he didn't believe. I mean, yeah, he said he was a Christian too. But some of you may or may not have heard George Bush make the statement that I heard him say. It was awesome. One day a man told George Bush, "But sir, what you're doing is going against the Constitution." George Bush looked right at him. He said, "Stop throwing that GD Constitution before me. The GD Constitution is nothing but a piece of paper." That was George Bush Jr. Does that make you feel safe? No. So what are they trying to do now with the New World Order? They're throwing away the Constitution. They're going to have a new convention, which they have a Constitution convention. And it is legal what they're fixing to do. And if you and me don't do something, the Constitution is going to be amended. And the way you know it, it's going to be thrown out the window. And all of your freedoms you've enjoyed all your life is going to go away. That's when there's going to be a revolution in the United States of America. That's when there's going to be killing in the streets. Now then, if we don't learn how to pray, and we don't come against these things, and we don't stop these things, we don't ride our senators and congressmen, we ain't going to have to worry about getting healed. You're going to have to worry about living. Some people say, in fact, I had a church the other day, they got one of my CDs and said, "We didn't like what you talked about government in a healing school. And so when you come to our church, you're not going to be allowed to speak." I tell you, if I come to your church, I'm going to say what the Holy Spirit tells me to say. And if you don't like it, I'll just go home and let you do it. I'll let God do what he wants to do with you, but I'm going to do what the King tells me to do. And there ain't nobody on this earth except Jesus tells me what to say. I am a man of God, and I walk with him. And he confirms what I teach with signs and miracles and wonders. And I don't tell you anything that's not the truth. So if you want to still be alive in a few years, you better start doing something for Jesus now. You better stop being ashamed of the King. You better start praying over your food. You better start telling people everywhere you go, "I'm a Christian. Do you know Jesus is your Lord and Savior?" You need to start being an outward, bold witness.
We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like to have today's broadcast titled, "Best Benefit Package is Jesus," in its entirety, or any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. Or you can listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.